And let's take a moment to breathe out and talk TV. The official TV ratings year concluded on the weekend. Both the Seven and the Nine networks claimed victory. I'm not sure how that works, but with streaming services grabbing bigger audiences and often the cultural zeitgeist, there are questions about how much the free-to-air ratings count. Our regular TV reviewer, Michael Bodie, joins us now. Michael, hello there.
G'day, Fran.
Who really won the ratings battle?
You'd have to give it to Seven, partly because they had the Olympics, which always boosts stuff, but Channel 9 sort of claiming different segments, including the 25 to 54-year-old group. But and Nine cheekily brought back the Still the One tagline a few weeks ago, which after winning the last 2 years. So, look, I think we can six of one, half a dozen of another. But I think the interesting thing was the broadcast video on demand numbers really grew this year, which so the numbers for the main big shows, the big footy, was still sort of 3 million plus, for which is still massive and bigger than any other sort of media audience can get at any one time. But the streaming stuff that free-to-air networks were finally getting onto that, so it was particularly big for the Olympics. Like, the app was massive for Seven and things like Married at First Sight, so people weren't necessarily all watching it at live, but they were certainly catching up with it in the next 24 hours. So that's been the interesting thing for advertisers, because streaming, they can much better target audiences through the streaming because they've got your IP number and stuff. So that's been the interesting change this year.
Okay, so talking of streaming, do we know how the services like Netflix, Dan and Disney Plus are rating?
Well, not really. Netflix ranks programs, but again, they're not sort of beholden to advertisers. Netflix this week is crying that Red Notice, the film, did 28 million hours. It's the most watched Netflix film ever.
Gee.
But that means nothing. What does 28 million? I mean, they could have said 6,000 million trillion zillions and we wouldn't have sort of, but it's
or
all relative.
100 million Sydney harbours.
Yes, exactly. Olympic pools. So it's all sort of relative for them. The only way we can determine whether they're success is whether they go into a second series or give the director another show. So they don't need to be accountable, but we do know that event series are the things that are driving subscriptions. So
what do you mean?
Well, things like, so on Disney this week, but they had both Hawkeye, the latest Marvel film that will drive subscriptions, but I think Get Back, the Beatles documentary, grabbed the cultural zeitgeist, that clearly would have driven subscriptions as well. So they really need talky stuff, which is where TV is with reality TV, where broadcast TV is. They need sport and reality TV.
But what about some of those big dramas that everyone talks about endlessly, you know, Mayor of Easttown, for instance, or, you know, that they really just people seem to talk about them all the time.
Well,
they doing it?
They need to be splashy. So they need a star or they need the IP. So, for instance, Amazon would be a bit churlish this week that The Matter of Time is a bit bland. That is massive intellectual property, a big book series that they've tried to turn into their Lord of the Rings. I'm not sure whether it has worked.
Okay.
But we don't know. We don't know what Amazon's doing.
All right. So what should people look out for this week?
Well, there's a bit. Sunday's Ken Burns' latest, Muhammad Ali, is actually really strong, much better, much more dynamic than some of his other stuff. I think Apple TV's got Mariah Carey's Christmas special on Friday, and on Monday on Netflix, Voir, some visual essays from David Fincher. But if you'll indulge me, Fran, this is our last session together, and I'll let others more qualified bang on about your broadcasting skills, but I've done a lot of radio since starting at Triple R. And you're the most generous, scrupulous, engaging and engaged host I've worked with. In fact, you're often more engaged with the TV than I am, to be honest. But more importantly, can I thank you on behalf of Australian arts and culture? So when news only sees arts as a trivial, lighter thing to balance the real news, or when politicians have co-opted the word culture, you've recognised arts and culture, low and high, is part of our daily lives, a love necessary enlivening part of our lives. You've engaged with it all, TV, poetry, film, theatre, literature, with enthusiasm, respect and curiosity, and sometimes just a little fangirl. So for that, the arts and culture in this country thanks you. And we say chookers, as our friends in the theatre would say.
Chookers. Michael, that's very generous of you. Thank you very much. Thank you for being with us here. Fangirl, frangirl, it's kind of my it's a bit of a tag, actually. I've adopted very early on in life, so I own up to it completely. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
That's Michael Bodie bringing you the tea. Oh, with flowers. Michael, so beautiful. Thank you. It's all
falling,
a little bit...
Falling over the desk.
It's all a little bit overwhelming. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Frank.
Michael Bodie.